my friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms is where we take one of the psalms from the Book of Sung Praises from the Wisdom Literature of the Old Testament that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we connect that psalm to your everyday lived experience. Well, today we're going to take a look at the readings for today, Monday, the fifth week of Easter, and the psalm is 115. It's a Hallel psalm. So Psalms 113 to 118 are called Hallel or praise psalms. These were psalms that were sung during the Passover feast, on the Pesach, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And there's also other Hallel psalms. There's the Hallel HaGadol psalms, or the Great Hallel psalms, Psalms 135 and 136, and the Deutero Hallel or Second Praise psalms, Psalms 145 to 150. But today's part of Psalm 115. And surrounding that psalm, we have readings from the Acts of the Apostles. It's very interesting, you know, that today our topic is talking about living our faith with confidence. How do we confidently live our faith amidst a culture that, you know, that's trying to cancel us, that's trying to deplatform us? You know, how do we share the truth of our faith and love without fear? You know, with confidence. You know, are we too not only afraid of what people think, but maybe losing social media followers and all that kind of stuff? And, you know, I think there's some great wisdom that we can learn of how we can share that for our faith with confidence. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, we see here in the first reading that most certainly St. Paul was not afraid. Paul and together he's here with Barnabas. In fact, they were being attacked here by both Gentiles and Jews for preaching the truth of the faith and love, and they had to flee. And when they went to Lystra, there was a crippled man there who was lame from birth, who had never walked in his life. He was listening to Paul preaching, and Paul looked intently. And saw that he had faith to be, that man had faith to be healed. And he said to the man, "Stand up straight on your feet." And the man jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Right? So very interesting. So now they're thinking, of course, when they saw that incredible miracle that both Paul, that which Paul did, but they thought Paul and Barnabas were gods. So they called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes because he was the chief speaker. So they saw that Paul and Barnabas tore their garments, you know, and said, and rushed about the crowd saying, "No, why are you doing this? We are not gods. We are not idols. We are here to present to you, to teach you about the true God, you know, the God that made heaven and earth and all that is in them, you know, and about his son, Jesus Christ, who he sent for our salvation." You know, so, you know, they had a lot of work to do, and but they weren't afraid. You know, even when they were confronted, even when they were, persecuted, many times they were whipped or stoned, or as we saw in the beginning of this, of Acts of the Apostles here, chapter 14, where they had to flee, you know, they were still not afraid to proclaim the beauty and truth of their faith. And then we have Jesus in the Gospels in John chapter 14, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." So we know that we can love God when we observe his commandments. You know, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Right? So if we want to really live in the presence of God, we have to love God. Right? That's how Jesus comes to us. We have to love him. And remember that the greatest commandment is love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So we can also see God. We talked about this on the show last week, seeing God in the person standing in front of us. "And whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him." So it's not just enough to say, "I love Jesus," and just pay lip service to it. We actually have to follow what Jesus teaches and commands through his holy Catholic Church, right? That's how we know for sure that we have the love of God. Whoever loves me keeps my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, make our dwelling with him. So through the sacramental life of the church, God makes his dwelling within us, right? We become living tabernacles. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, where God comes in tabernacles, Mishkan. You know, he comes down, his living presence comes down and dwells at us. And we see that in the sacramental life of the church in seven very powerful ways, where God comes in tabernacles with us. He comes and lives with us. He comes and makes his home with us in our hearts. You know, and I love that. So the love of God has to be manifest in the way we live, how we think, and how we act. Not just with our lip service. We actually have to live the beauty and truth of our faith in love. And God will reveal himself to us. And then outside the sacraments, of course, is Eucharistic adoration. Finding that silent time to be with him so we can listen to God speaking to us. You know, and Jesus here talks about the Father, but also the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything, remind you of all that I told you. So we have this Trinitarian relationship here with God. So when we pray, you know, we pray to Jesus. Jesus leads us to the Father, who gives us a deeper reception of the Holy Spirit, who leads us closer to Jesus, who leads us deeper into the heart of the Father, who gives us more of the Holy Spirit. So this relationship of continuing, deepening, and intimacy with the Lord, which is for our whole life, not just a moment in time, for our whole life. And then that culminates, of course, when we die and we stand before the presence of God, in, hopefully, you know, in heaven, maybe after a stop in purgatory. And in Psalm 115, beautiful psalm, again, a Hallel psalm or a praise psalm, not to us, O Lord, but to your name, give the glory. So we see a beautiful connection here with the first reading for Acts of the Apostles, where, you know, again, the Laodiceans thought that Paul and Barnabas were gods, right? So it said the gods have come to us when they saw the healing miracle that Paul did. But no. And Paul quickly directs them back to, no, it's not the glory for me, it's glory for God. And this is why we have to share our faith with confidence, which is what our topic is today, sharing our faith with confidence. Because when we do that, we give glory not to ourselves, but to God. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory, because of your mercy and because of your truth. And why should the pagans say, where is their God? Right? We live in a pagan country, in a pagan world. You know, we're past the age of Christendom. You know, and I think, though, if we increasingly witness to the power of God's love, we will overcome that fear. And with the Holy, again, with Jesus talking in the gospel, with the Holy Spirit, you know, also with us in the sacramental life of the church, strengthened and nurtured by the Eucharist, that gives us the confidence to overcome the fear. We just have to say yes and cooperate with the grace of the sacraments, the grace of baptism and confirmation, which leave that indelible mark in our soul. You know, so we don't have to find a new falling afresh of the Holy Spirit. We just have to stir up the Holy Spirit that's already in our hearts through the sacramental life of the church, baptism and confirmation, nourished and strengthened by the Eucharist. You know, so it's cooperating with the grace of the sacraments that gives us the confidence to stand up for our faith, to live the beauty and truth of our faith in love. You know, and the psalm goes on to say, our God is in heaven. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. You know, so we don't worship the idols of the culture. We worship the one true God in our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.